First, I said I'd like to share a chiddush with you. Okay, without going into the siddur where we are up to, I'd like to share a chiddush with you of three different gemaras. Okay, I came across one of them in Daf Yomi. I came across another one when I was in New York, and I heard I spoke, and my Rebbe suggested an addition to what I said. Okay, so I'd like to begin with first the gemara in Daf Yomi. So it says in the Gemara there are big milas about giving tzedakah based off of Pasuk in Tehillim Yudzayin Ani b'tzedek echezeh panecha. Ani b'tzedek echezeh panecha. So David Melech says Ani, through doing tzedek, which is tzedakah, echezeh panecha, I'll be roy to see the Shechinah. That's one mandiyama. Rabbi Elazar then says the following: Yoyev pruta lo ani, give money to an ani, v'hada matzli, and then daven, you'll be zeicha to chsiv, because it's written, chsiv, ani v'tzedek echaz epanecha. Listen to Rashi. Rashi says, ani v'tzedek petchila, when I begin, v'yarakach, if when I begin I give tzedakah, afterwards I'll be zeicha to see your face in tefillah. What does that mean? I'll be zeicha to see your face in tefillah. What does it mean?
Feel close to Hashem.
Oh. If I do tzedakah, I'll be zeicha to see your face in tefillah. Listen to this gemara. This is a gemara that Pukit Chesem Ralef in Meseches Pesachim. It's a fairly famous gemara, but the Diag in Rashi is amazing. The gemara says, Koshin mizaynoiso shaladam, to get parnasa, is as difficult as Kriyas Yamsuf. Mm-hmm. He's sukkim until him. Okay. So, it's the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, Kloimar. What does Kloimar mean? When it says Kikriyas Yamsuf Kloimar, it means to say Nes Godol Isolai. It was a big Nes. Nes Godol Isolai Kodesh Baruch Hu. Lami Shenaisen Lai Mezainas. To the person to whom he gives Mezainas. Kasha Osel Yisrael. Like he did Kali Yisrael Shekorolam Yamsuf. So there's a Nes Godol Kodesh Baruch Hu does. The Mishnah is not Mizainus. You give him Mizainus as an Esgadl. Kesha Osel Yisrael. Like he did to the Klal Yisrael. Shekorolam Yamsuf. But Nafkamina. What's a Nafkamina? You want to tell me that getting Parnasa is like Kriyas Yamsuf? Okay, so what's a Nafkamina? What are you telling me for? What's a Nafkamina? So Rashi Lumi Boy Rachami. What's Lumi Boy Rachami mean?
Hashem will have Rachmanis.
No, Lemivor Rachim means the Davin. Davin. So if Mezainis are kosher on a person like Kriyas Yamsuf, Nafkamin is the Davin. What does that mean?
Chose Davin.
Mem Yom Kodesh Sirus of Lod. Pascal Itzel Shem Eres. Bas Plain Nilplaini. Bias Plain Nilplaini. Soda Plain Nilplaini. Most people forget the last two. So, if it's already decreed about your shidduch, so what do you have to do to get your shidduch? Otherwise, there's nothing to do, really. The question is where Ishtadlis comes into play. Without getting into that, so give Ishtadlis. Go daven. Daven for your zivug.
So
So it's like the old saying, what is it? Man starts the miracle and God finishes it.
It could be. It could be.
So we have to daven even though it's like so waiting to be.
I would tell you more than that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already told us, I'm giving you what a person needs in life. What does a person need in life? A spouse. A house. That means it's parnasa. It's all decreed. Name and Kodesh Yisrael is all decreed. What are you going to do about it? Daven. So Dosh Tate Negemar and Psochim. Go daven. Go daven. Nafkamina Levoy Rachmi. It's talking about Mizainis. Nes God Lois like Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lamisha Nois and Lamisha Mizainis. Kodesh Yisrael is Shodesh Karol Lamisha Yadzim. But Nafkamina Levoy Rachmi. Having parnasa is a Nes. Go daven. Okay? Go daven. I have a question for you now.
That is a question.
It's a question about ishtadlus, I'm saying. By the way, I want to mention something here. Go daven for parnasa. Can I ask you to please bring me a Gemara Saita?
Anyone here?
Yeah.
How many people do we know who daven and daven and daven and daven?
Yeah, people daven and daven and daven and daven. Sometimes Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't say yes. That's true. I know, unfortunately, Rachman is under many older singles. If that's what you're referring to. Thank you very much. Sorry to be much here. What does it say? Amar Rabba Babachona, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Koshin Lizabgun Kikriyas Yamsef. Making a Shidduch is like Kriyas Yamsef. What did we just learn about a Shidduch? What did we just learn about Kriyas Yamsef? Gotta go daven. That's what the Rashbam says. Go daven. Kriyas Yamsef again. Go daven. Go daven. What do they do with Kriyas Yamsef, Rabbi Yisrael?
They told Moshe not to daven and cross. And then they say, there's a time
the first
to daven.
Pledged.
There's a time to daven and there's a time to, like, not daven. Do something.
Daven?
I thought there was this point where he said, what are you davening for? Go. So it's sort of like an oxymoron.
That's what they do first. First thing they did was
they kvetched.
Daven.
First thing they did was Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael al Hashem.
So
Rashi, Tofsu umnas avoyso. What did they do? Tofsu. Avraham u'oimer l'makom Hashem Hashem. Yitzak usur pesadav Yaakov yukav l'makom. The umnas of Klal Yisrael is the daven. That's our craft. Daven. Daven. This is for Kriyas Yamsuf. Some elos of Kodesh Bram Davin. For what? For Panosa. Time to Kriyas Yamsuf. Davin for what? For Shidduchim. Time to Kriyas Yamsuf. Last plane of the plane. Son of plane of the plane. That's Panosa. I don't have an explicit Gemara yet about bias. I want to ask you something. By trade, you are? Professionally?
Sales. Sell jewelry.
Sell jewelry, right? Baruch Hashem, I'm sure the answer for both of you is you've never gone to court for a din Torah. Right?
Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Hashem. Huh? Baruch Hashem. Wonderful people. Amazing Gemara. He tells the sharecropper, plant wheat. He goes ahead and he plants barley. And most of the meadow that they planted, most of the area where they planted, was destroyed by terrible weather. Ishtadav Ruvah D'Baga. In this guy's field, in which the sharecropper planted barley, was also destroyed. So they go to court. The sharecropper says, what do you want from my life? You see, the whole valley was decimated with a flood. So he tells them, Ilu Zarat Achiti, had you planted wheat, it also would have gotten ruined. Well, maybe you can tell him, you zarata chiti, have him a kayim be a posseg in Eob, chof beis. Tikzoyim ala yakum loch. So, Krashi, what does that mean? Masha tabake shmer ala yase, yase. That which you ask the yase to do, he will do, vadil bikashi ben shamayim. Bitzilos Hashanah did that, asking Rosh Hashanah shesichini besayrim, ala bechitim. I daven the Rosh Hashanah for wheat. You, my Oris, planted barley. Therefore, I'm coming to a din Torah. I want my money. Because had you not planted barley, the field would have survived. Because I davened for wheat, and you planted barley. Somebody came to Red, a shidduch, to Rabbi Yitzchak Zonnepal's daughter. He didn't listen to any shidduchim. Silently, a Talmud over said, Rebbe, she's of age. Why aren't you listening to any shidduchim? You know what he said? He said on Rosh Hashanah, I forgot to daven for her first shidduch. Don't want to listen to any shidduch.
So davening is the key.
Oh! Let's learn to daven. We got to learn. We're learning, Baruch Hashem. We're in the middle of Yetz HaMayris. But Lamaisa, I had all these things placed in front of me. I could not avoid, I couldn't avoid saying them. You want parnasa? Daven. Want a shidduch? If it's like Kriyas Yamsev, you got to daven. You know what that means? That means last year Rosh Hashanah, I didn't daven. But we can't daven unless you know what the words mean.
Say
Rashi you know, says in Baba Basra,
I need a house.
Beforehand. Rashi says, Baba Basra, give tzedakah before you daven. What happens if you give tzedakah before you daven?
But I thought Hashem is above
the B'tchilo, give tzedakah, v'yachakach egze ponecha b'tchilo. I will see you in tefillah. Of course it means, if you know. You got to have it elevated. But I'm wondering, v'yachakach egze ponecha, give me a little bit of license. Bitfila doesn't mean in tefila.
With tefila.
Oh! Bitfila means with tefila. And that means I can ask for something, and then who knows? You all know the story, because I told you the story many times.
Hashem, I want that.
So last week, last Shabbos, we go Shabbos, I'm in Brooklyn, and I sat over a shmooze. Afterwards, my Rebbe told me over this Gemara Pesachim, which I now added on to this Rashi and Baba Basra, which I hadn't said at that Shavuot, which I now order onto this Gemara and Bob Metzia, and I'm adding on the Meiser Beis Chaim Zonnefeld, and I'm adding on this Rashi and Baba Basra. So last week, I gave this a week and a half ago, I said, listen, Rabbi Isai, I'm talking to a Shul of Flepper. Listen, my Shul knows that last few years of my mother's life, I go into New York, she lives in Manhattan, the West Side. Parking is impossible. I rent a car, I drive to LaGuardia, whatever it was. And the only minion they had there in the afternoon was 3 o'clock at a bookstore. So, I get in the car, I drive into the bookstore. I say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I need a parking spot. I got down with a minion, I need a parking spot. I say, please, Hashem, no way. Pull up, guy pulls out, parking spot, right in front of the store. I tell this over to everybody, and they're all laughing. There was Shalashunas a week and a half ago. Sunday morning, I'm leaving Brooklyn, going back to Chicago. So I'm davening, go seeking, and get to the airport. Okay? So it's about 6:30 in the morning. Flatbush, there's no parking. I figured I'd get parking at least. No parking. Down the block, I said, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I got to daven with a minion. I got to daven with this minion, I got to get to the airport. No parking. Drive to the shul. And there's my friend. He's walking to the shul. Roll down the window. I say, can I park in your driveway? Jumps into my car, drives down 3 houses, shows me an empty driveway where the neighbor says I can park. Park my car, they go to daven. A person can be zeicher to see person can be zeicha to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tfilah.
I thought at Rosh Hashanah it's all about anointing Hashem as king.
It is.
You're not supposed to.
It is. This right. You're correct.
Personal stuff. So
this
how
right.
The rabbis say.
It's a machlokes. It's a machlokes. And from Yisrael Zodafog, you see that for sure, and you even see it from Rashi here. The main focus can't be on personal issues. It has to be focused on being mamach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in the mind, you ought to keep in mind, I'm being mamach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mamela, please help my daughter. Yekatzila has to be, now, I need. Yekatzila has to be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should be the melech. All I'm saying is, if you put these things together, it's mamach something sort of amazing here. Something sort of amazing about what davening is about. What power there is in davening. Now, if somebody said to me when I said over this mitzvah, do, would be, if you wouldn't have got the parking spot. Ain't a chami. But it doesn't mean we shouldn't stop davening. We should continue davening. How long should a person keep davening for the same thing? Just as it must have said, right? Keep davening. Just keep davening. No, we had it in Daf Ashur, sorry. Had it in Daf Ashur. And you mind Daf Chof Tess. Keep davening. So I'm thanking you once again. This year gives me the opportunity at least once a week to focus on my davening. It's a conversation with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We should be zeicha, all of us should be zeicha to Matzliach, have a conversation with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And to ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu sincerely for what we need, recognizing that He's the ability, He's the source to give us what we need. Okay, Rabbi Yitzchak Hatzlacha, Rabbi Ad Me'oi, thank you all for coming.